The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
It's quite appropriate that we have Huddersfield's biggest fan on this morning after their miracle escape. Back-to-back draws has meant that they will play Premier League football next season. Let's talk with Dale Tempest from Skybet. You must be overjoyed, Dale.
Oh, what a performance last night. It was just fantastic, wasn't it? You know, I mean, well, you might not have been interested. You might not even been watching.
I did watch it, funnily enough.
As a Town fan, as I say, I played there, I worked there as well for a couple of years. I was their PR guy, did all the programme and all that stuff. So a lot of friends are still at the club. Some achievement, because it's not just staying up from going up from the playoffs. You know, when you don't know until, what is it, the end of May, early June, what sort of budgets you're going to have, players for the following season, manager, all those things. It's really tough. I must admit, I thought of City, Chelsea, Arsenal as the last three. I was sat there with my head in my hands last night when Southampton got the win at Swansea thinking, oh no, that's it now. We're not going to get another point. But it just shows Chelsea without Hazard. They're pretty average, to be honest. Nothing to fear there. I'm still not sure how Liverpool lost there on Sunday. But back to Huddersfield, yeah, what a night. That goalmouth scramble was like one of those from the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You see online, it was just brilliant stuff. But thankfully, it stayed out.
Do you know when Chelsea got their equaliser through that bizarre sort of ricocheted header off Alonso, wasn't it? It was a bit like Milner's odd one that he had in the Champions League last week. I was thinking, oh no, the writing's on the wall for Huddersfield now. You go ahead, you're going to lose at Chelsea. But you were meant to be the whipping boys, weren't you, this season? But all three teams that came up have stayed safe. Now, how often does that happen?
Yeah, very rare. I mean, they were the three favourites to go down. Changing of the guards, Swansea, Stoke, obviously West Brom. Very odd. I think the thing for Brighton and Newcastle certainly spent a few quid. Huddersfield haven't spent hardly anything. You know, very few people have been able to name anybody in their squad other than probably Aaron Moy because of his time at City. And he's very recognisable. But I think people will know now that this is a chance now for 2 months and sort of get better players in, because that's just the reality. They've got to build from here. I know the chairman, Dean Hoyle, he says he's just a guardian. He'll never spend more than the club can afford, and they'll live within their means. And that's how you've got to approach the Premier League. No point going bust for one great season and then suffering forevermore after that. So they've got a good structure there, and cheapest season tickets, I think, anywhere in probably the Championship and the Premiership.
So, how much is it?
The fans, I think it's about 150 quid a year, something like that.
No, that's brilliant, isn't it?
When they were going up from the Championship, with all the, when they were in February, they said, right, the next season, this is the prices for tickets, Premier League or not, doesn't make any difference. So they obviously sold out. And of course, when they went up, you had every Huddersfield fan rubbing their hands. And they've kept the prices the same, a very small rise, I think, for next season. So fair play. Sells out every game, you know, so that's what you need, is a bit of a unique atmosphere there. Happy days if you're a terrier this morning.
Right, enough of your Huddersfield. So we know the three who are going down, Stoke, West Brom and Swansea. Well, Swansea, all but certain. It would take mathematical genius for them to stay up. At the other end of the table, Tottenham leapfrog Liverpool into third. So it looks like it'll probably finish Man City, Man United, Tottenham. And you would presume Liverpool, although the last game has a lot riding on it. It makes it slightly easier, the fact that Chelsea drew last night. Liverpool is 72 points. Chelsea was 70 points. So Chelsea need Liverpool to lose against Brighton.
Yeah, not going to happen. It's 1-33 Liverpool, 12 Chelsea. I think I feel a bit sorry for Liverpool going into this sort of with so much on it. You're right. But Brighton's good form, you know, beating Arsenal, Man United, has always been at home. They have struggled on the road. It should be, you know, there'll be one last game focus for the Liverpool players. Their home record is immense. It's job done on Sunday. I'm sure the players and the manager particularly ain't going to want to go into a Champions League final knowing they're not yet qualified for next year's Champions League. Interestingly on that, you know, Liverpool are outsiders, big outsiders in the Champions League final, which I must admit, the betting for me is wrong because I wouldn't have a real 8-11 to win it, 11-10 Liverpool, 6-5 to win it in 90 minutes Real Madrid, and Liverpool just nearly 2-1. So I think that's a big price. I mean, Liverpool being the one side. Let's be fair, City have been immense this year. This stuff, you know, they can get, was it 100 points if they win Saturday at Southampton? That is just incredible. And the performance is week in, week out. But Liverpool are the one side that they're scared of, that they've been mentally not being able to cope with the power and pace and aggression that they've shown in the games. And Liverpool are there on merit. And Real Madrid, they look a side there that are ageing. They don't have a lot of pace there. The way Juventus took the game to them, you know, the Bernabeu, that was, for me, wow. Yeah, they can be beaten easily. And yeah, I'll be all over Liverpool for that final.
If it was 0-0 in the final, what sort of odds would you be offering? And it's probably too early to ask you this, but I bet it would be high, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, it would be. But yeah, it probably, any game Liverpool play in. Yeah, in fact, I know somebody who backed 0-0 in the Liverpool Stoke game last week.
Clever.
Well, exactly. It was one of those. He says it. I said, "How on earth did you pick that?" He said, "I didn't. I always play 0-0 in all my games." So it wasn't being clever, but he was rather pleased on that. But he also told me a great story. He went to Spain on holidays and went to the Barcelona game playing bottom of the league, and 0-0 was 80-1. And he backed it because he always does. And there was a 92nd minute winner for Barcelona. He was the only person in the stadium who wasn't celebrating.
Oh, head in his hands.
Absolutely.
Let's talk some transfers. I don't know whether you've got odds on any of these. Obviously, Wayne Rooney heavily linked yesterday with a move to the MLS. Emre Can looks like his Liverpool season's over. Will he move to Juventus? Are any of these on the betting horizon at the moment, Dale?
Yeah, there will be. I mean, that's the sort of thing that's going to sort of slowly build up now. You're right, at the end of the season, it's going to be transfers. It's going to be managers as well. I keep trying to get our traders to price up the Everton job, but they won't do that. But
what's wrong with them?
Well, exactly. They've got every other team in there, but they won't do that market for me for some reason. It's a bit of a... I watched the Everton game the other day. They got the draw with Southampton, and there really isn't a good feel there, is there, with Big Sam? And I say, I played with Sam, and I know he's a top bloke. He doesn't deserve what's going on there. You know, they needed somebody, some stability there. He offered them exactly that. And yeah, it looked like he could be handed out of the club, which for me would be a big shame. But, you know, that's the modern game, isn't it? You know, fans aren't happy. And I said this last week, or a couple of weeks ago, if you're an Everton fan or a Man United fan, you look across the city in envy at the football that the big rivals are playing, and everybody looks at the bottom.
Oh, you just dropped out there. Just before you go, give us the odds for the final games of the season then. So Liverpool, Brighton and West Ham, Everton.
I'm going to give you a win. We'll stick with the weekend if you want.
Sorry, you're dropping out there. That's why I couldn't hear what you were saying on that one. Have we got you again? Just move to the left.
Okay, I'll move to the left. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a bit better. Sorry, what were you saying, Dale?
I was saying I was going to be a winner at Chester, but we'll stick with the weekend's game.
Go on, give me a winner at Chester.
No, you said the weekend's game.
Oh, God.
Liverpool beat Brighton, West Ham, Everton 19-10 to win there. 5:05 at Chester today, Dark Devil. Marwan Kukash had a double yesterday with Richard Fahey. It's about 7-8-1. You'd be able to get four places each way with us. It looks a nice each way bet. Mile and two looks a bit far for it, but it'll be written to get the trip. That'll be with a Tempest 50p will be going today at Chester.
Ah, Dark Devil. Dale, thank you very much, Eagle Man.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.